At its meeting Wednesday night, Huron Shores Municipal Council chose Jane Armstrong as its new mayor. The Ward 3 and 4, Village of Ironbridge, Gladstone, former Township of Thompson, councillor was the only member of council to express interest in assuming the mayor's office and consent to the appointment after Mayor Matthew Seabrook resigned on January 8. "I appreciate council's faith in me for taking on this role," Armstrong said. "I have always thought that I would one day run for mayor. So this is a little earlier than I anticipated, and just know that I will do my best for our community." Other members of council voiced their support for Armstrong in the discussion and welcomed her appointment. "I'm pleased with the outcome," said Counts. Peter Falk, who was chairing the meeting. "It's a big responsibility. I think an appointment is in the best interest of the municipality at this particular point in time." Council passed the resolution to appoint Armstrong as mayor unanimously. She will be sworn in and officially assume the chair at the regular council meeting on February 12. Her appointment to the office of mayor leaves two seats on council open, and council decided to fill those by calling for expressions of interest from the community. The first seat on council became vacant when Ward 1 councillor Roger Mulligan resigned on January 13, citing stress as a major contributing factor in his decision. At its January 15 meeting, council declared both the mayor and councillor Mulligan's seats officially vacant and began the process of replacing the mayor and Ward 1 councillor. With Armstrong's appointment to mayor, council decided to simultaneously seek to fill both the Ward 1 and Ward 3 and 4 seats from the community in the interest of efficiency. Clerk Sal Natasha Roberts explained that it would be faster to train both new councillors together and get them up to speed to conduct council business than it would be to deal with one and then another. The full text of the municipality's call for expressions of interest in serving as a municipal councillor follows. The municipality of Huron Shores is currently accepting expressions of interest to fill the vacant positions of councillor, Ward 1, and councillor, Ward 3 and 4. "This is an exciting opportunity to serve your community, contribute to local decision-making, and help shape the future of our municipality." Eligibility requirements. To be eligible, applicants must be a Canadian citizen, be at least 18 years old, be a resident, property owner, or tenant in the municipality of Huron Shores or their spouse, not be prohibited from holding office by law. About the role. As a member of council, you will represent the interests of residents and the municipality as a whole, participate in decision-making regarding municipal policies, programs, and services, attend and contribute to council meetings and committees as required, work collaboratively with other council members and staff to ensure the municipality operates effectively and efficiently. How to apply. Interested individuals are invited to submit the following: a council vacancy application form outlining your reasons for wanting to serve on council, your relevant skills, experiences, and qualifications, a completed declaration of qualifications form, any additional documentation or references that may support your application. Deadline for submissions, 12 p.m. on February 27, 2025. Submissions can be sent to Municipality of Huron Shores, 7 Bridge Street, P.O. Box 460, Ironbridge, Ontario, P0R1H0. Attention. Clerk's Department. Selection process. Council will review applications, and candidates will be invited to participate in an interview process. The final appointment will be made during a council meeting, which will be open to the public. For more information, please contact Natasha Roberts at 705-843-2033, or natasha@huronshores.ca. Or Amber Burglar at 705-843-2033, or amber@huronshores.ca. Help shape the future of the municipality of Huron Shores by joining our team and making a meaningful impact in your community. We look forward to hearing from you. Read more at https://huronshores.ca/call-for-expression-of-interest-council-vacancies/.